Introduciendo a DJ Ceviche.
Pero ven acá, muchachos, ¿para qué tú quieres tanta novia?
Me la voy a llevar la toa con VIP, un VIP, ey. Saluden a Titi, vamos a tirar un selfie. Say cheese, ey, que sonríen.
Buenos días and welcome back to the Morning Buzz. I'm your host, DJ Ceviche, better known as Navy Seaman Anthony Garro. It is now 8:08, and the studio you have joining me is MWR's very own Grace.
Good morning.
How are you doing today, Grace?
I'm so happy to see you. It's been forever.
Of course, yeah, I went on leave, and then I was on the radio for a minute. But hey, look, now we're here again.
I know, we have so much to talk about, not only about MWR, but just all the things that you've been going, like, doing and going and seeing and everything. So I'm super happy to be here with you this morning.
Of course, me too. And I can't wait to talk all about it with you today. And now coming up next, we'll be discussing more upcoming events with MWR. You're listening to 105.9 FM Sigonella, the station serving you America's best. Of course, you don't want to be a memory. You want to live in the moment. So, Grace, I want to live in the moment. What can I do with MWR?
We should totally live in the moment. Yes. Okay, we have so much going on this week. It's crazy. It's so crazy.
What?
It's so exciting. We're going to start this week with Wednesday, so tomorrow. Have you heard about our comedy show that's coming?
Comedy show? What comedy show?
Comedy show, yes.
I'm kidding. Yeah, I have. That's what all about.
All right, so this is our One Degree of Separation comedy show, courtesy of Navy Entertainment. It's happening tomorrow morning, June 11th at 10 a.m., in Midtown 2 Theaters. This is a collaboration with Fleet and Family.
Yeah.
And this is going to be a discussion about mental health, the importance of your existence here. It's so important that you understand how important you are to be here, right?
Yeah.
And we are excited about this kind of twist that this comedy show is going to have, where they're not only going to boost morale, but they're going to add some light and maybe a different perspective on how you can manage mental health. Also, something really important to note is just the resources, the preventative resources and support services that are here for people that experience all different types of mental health, right? Because we all deal with it.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So this is going to be a really, really unique presentation, a unique show. And I would just invite especially all of the active duty members that maybe would love to, like, you know, take a step outside of the work, outside of the office, whatever you're doing, just come relax in Midtown 2 Theaters at 10 a.m. And just enjoy this show. And it is an adult show. It's 18 and up. There's no cost. There's no tickets. It's just be a nice time to come and enjoy this show.
And honestly, more reading into this, because when I did look into it, I was like, what is this all about? It's a really interesting, like, way to tackle these sort of topics too, because personally, me, when I want to say something traumatic, but when, like, something heavy, like, hits me, I don't know what to do but laugh. Like, all I do is laugh. So this is interesting how, like, they do it. Like, so I'm highly interested in checking
out. Yeah, and that is a common response, I would say. I mean, I'm not a professional therapist or anything, but I know, and I've experienced myself also, that when things get uncomfortable, right?
Yeah.
Sometimes our response is to laugh, is to kind of play it off in a funny manner. Not that it is funny.
No, of
right?
course not.
Of course,
but it's just
not.
Like a response.
But it is a natural response to, like, handle that situation you're going through. So, again, I think it's going to be a really unique and special presentation. And I just really hope everybody comes out and takes advantage of, just a really unique morning. And a nice morning and air conditioning in Midtown 2 Theaters and comfy chairs. Come on. That's perfect, right?
Like, yeah. Might as well take advantage of that. Is there anything else we could take advantage of with these upcoming events?
Yes. So then we're moving on to Thursday. We're going to talk about bingo. We always talk about bingo, right?
We love bingo, yeah.
Yes. So the main thing that I want everybody to know is that our jackpot is still increasing. We have hit officially $5,500.
Wow.
for a jackpot. So if you have been to bingo or if you haven't been to bingo, important information that you need to know is that the doors open at 5 p.m., but bingo officially starts at 6 p.m. in the MWR chart room. You'll purchase your bingo packages and your extra jackpot cards across the way in Connections Bar. If you'd like to grab a drink, you're more than welcome. It's $25 per person, and then those extra jackpot cards are $10. And this also is an adult event, ages 18 and up, no children. And you will try your luck at 9 regular games with a $100 payout each and a jackpot game that starts at $2,500 and goes up $500 each week that no one wins. So no one has won.
No, and look, I have fact-checked this before with Grace. If you do want to up the odds for you to win, the extra jackpot cards, like, there's no limit. You can just buy as many as you want.
Yes.
So I'm probably going to go next time and then just buy, like, who knows, some old paycheck on the,
on the jackpot cards.
Imagine that? Oh,
yeah,
no.
And not only can you win the jackpot, but you play 9 regular games, and those are $100 each, too, if you
win. Oh, really?
Yes. So it's a really fun evening. We definitely have like a core group, I think, of people that come every week that just really enjoy it. So if you haven't been, I encourage you to come. Again, the jackpot is at $5,500. Woofed up.
And another thing, so no registration required.
Nope.
I can just walk in.
You can
and
just
then,
walk in.
Oh, that's
yes.
great. Okay. Well,
yes.
I was really curious on that. All right. Well, thank you so much. And now coming up next, we'll be discussing more upcoming events with MWR. You'll be listening to Nice and Easy by American Authors. So, Grace, I'm a big fan of horror movies. I think I stated this before. I don't know when, but I just really like horror movies. Does MWR have anything relating to horror movies?
Oh, you are in luck.
No way.
So, continuing on throughout the week, our next event is this Friday, and it's Fright Night on Friday the 13th.
What?
Literally perfect, right?
No way.
Yes, we are having a spine-chilling evening filled with thrills, chills, and plenty of horror movies. Grab your friends and come watch this iconic splasher film, Friday the 13th, on our outdoor screen. We're having this event on our NAS2 turf field. And it's a pretty big event. We're not only just showing the movie will kick off at 8:45, but we're going to have yard games, which is going to include some really cool inflatables, some sporting activities. We're also going to have a s'mores section.
Oh, wow.
We're going to have some themed drinks. And then also we're going to have a best scream concert.
So what
contest,
is,
excuse
what,
me.
What is that concert?
Concert. It'll be a concert. Everybody be like, oh my God.
What is the best scream contest entail? Like the best like horror movie scream, or is it just scream
yeah,
until your lungs flap?
I think it's left up to your imagination, you know, how would a best scream be? Like the traditional like movie scream or just a loud scream? So,
and is it gonna be like many people in a row just doing it at the same time, or just one person? I don't know. I think I must go to see.
I think you must go to see.
Of course.
Yes, absolutely. So anyways, the official time for the event where everything will kick off is at 6 p.m. to around 8:30, and then again that Friday the 13th movie will start at 8:45 and go to about 10:30. So again, on NAS2 turf field, this is an adults only event, also ages 18 and up. So just come, have a great time, enjoy a nice evening outside with just so much to do, and then again we'll have that awesome movie outside. It's just gonna be an awesome event, and then also again on Friday the 13th. I just think that's really cool.
Of course. And one last thing before we move on to the next topic, am I free to like bring chairs or blankets or anything to get comfortable while the movie is going on?
Absolutely. You can bring whatever you'd like to sit out on the turf field. I mean, I even told you in the break, if you want to bring a tent and a sleeping bag, you do that. But yes, any type of blanket, chairs, you know, pillows, anything that you'd like to enjoy the movie while you're on the turf field, that is more than fine.
Got
absolutely.
It. And I know there's some people who like do not enjoy movies at all, which is crazy to me. And they probably enjoy like stuff like reading more. Is there anything with MWR having to do with reading or
yes,
stuff like
we
that?
Are super excited that we've kind of hit summer already. I mean, the last day of school is today. Can you believe that?
Really?
We've already hit June 10th. Like, I feel like June just happened. It's crazy. Time is flying.
Yeah.
But yes, today is officially the last day of school. So if any school age children are listening, congratulations on making it through the year.
Woo,
teachers
congrats.
Too. Teachers too. You guys have had an awesome, hard year. So congratulations. But we are transitioning into our summer reading program at the MWR Library. It's going to be June, July, and August. And we're super excited because this year's theme is just about learning how to engage with others, learning how to accept diversity, and it's just going to be a really beautiful theme. And this summer reading program is for all ages.
Oh, wow.
So whether you're a young child or an older adult, it is for you. So you can come and enjoy reading. You'll log your minutes and earn prizes throughout the summer. There is a registration link that you can register for the summer reading program. It's sigonella.beanstalk.org. You can find that information on our website or on our social media.
And a thing that I'm curious about, there's no like deadline on the registration, like because I know it's between June to August. Does it matter really?
Nope.
Like,
you can join at any time. So even if you join a little bit later on, if you have things going on or if you're indecisive if you want to start it, you can join at any time. Yes. And then we are officially having a summer kickoff party for the summer reading program.
Oh, wow.
Yes, that is going to be on Tuesday, June 17th from 3:30 to 5 p.m. at the library. Again, this theme is learning to relate to others, think in new ways, and foster new friendships through play. So you'll kick off this season at our party filled with fun games and activities. Our friendly staff will be there if you have any questions or you need help registering for the program. And then they'll just be there to tell you about all the amazing things that are happening this summer at the library.
Well, that sounds really fun. And you should definitely check out the library because, come on, why would you want to miss out on that?
Yes, absolutely.
The Bear just has a lot of fun stuff going
on. It's going to be so much fun.
If you do not do at least one of these events, what are you doing?
What are you doing?
I'm calling you out right now. Go to MWR.
Yes.
All right. Well, thank you so much. And now coming up next, we're discussing more upcoming events with MWR. You're listening to 1,000 Miles by Kid Laroi. Red, White, and Boom is over the horizon. Do you see it, Grace? Do you see it?
I can see it.
Oh, my God.
It's like peeking up right there.
What is that?
It's like a little sparkle of red and white and blue.
Blue or boom? Oh, yeah. Blue. The American
Dream.
I
mean, boom. Yes. Oh, my gosh. Can you believe that one of our biggest events is literally about to be here? I am so excited.
Can I just say, wow, it's about to be July. Like, and this is the event's kicking off in July, but it's like, how are we here already?
I know.
I'm still in March.
I know. Summer is flying by, and there's so much going on, which just makes the time fly even faster.
Oh, 100%.
But this is something I'm personally, not as a MWR employee, but as a patron of Sigonella, I am super excited about an entire week just packed with awesomeness.
And what is that like? What is happening in the first day? Can you tell us?
Yes. So our official kickoff for Red, White, and Boom is going to start on Tuesday, July 1st with a concert.
No way.
Yes. We're super excited to be having Alien Ant Farm here presented by Armed Forces Entertainment. If you are not familiar with Alien Ant Farm, their cover of Smooth Criminal is just like...
their best song.
It's their best song.
I heard it yesterday because I was curious. I'm like, Alien Ant Farm, that's such an interesting name. And I've been listening to it like the whole time.
Yes. Awesome. They are an older band, you know, back from the 90s, but they are super talented. And I think it's just going to be an amazing time. So we are going to have that concert again Tuesday, July 1st. Doors open at 5:30 and the show officially starts at 6 p.m. And this will be over on NAS 2 outside of 568 Lounge. All ages are welcome. It's free admission and no tickets are required. All you have to do is show up and enjoy.
Yeah, it's a free concert. Come on.
Free concert.
And
yes.
NAS too. Like everybody at NAS too should be there.
Yes, absolutely.
And for the next day after that, what's up?
Continuing that week on Wednesday, July 2nd into Thursday, July 3rd, we have our adult kickball tournament. This is a adult sports event. It's going to be awesome. It'll start on the 2nd at 5:30 p.m. on the NAS2 turf field. This one does require registration so we can put teams together. So if you could please register by Monday, June 30th. And this is targeted for active duty members, dependents, and civilians. This is an adult event, so ages 18 and up. And you have to be graduated high school. So this tournament will start on the 2nd and go into the 3rd.
And yes. I'm not really like big on sports. You know, I'm more of a runner. Back in high school, I used to do track. So
awesome.
I loved running. And is there anything like for me specifically?
Yes. Oh my gosh, there is.
Really?
So on the 2nd, also that evening, we have our Firecracker 5K and 1K Kids Run. This is our patriotic 4th of July celebratory run. It's going to officially start at 6 p.m. with check-in. We'll have sports activities and childcare from 6 to 7:40. So if you're an adult that has children and you'd like to run and then maybe have them run after you, they can hang out in our CYP childcare area for that time being. And then we'll have a best dressed contest. We want to encourage everybody to come totally decked out in crazy red, white, and blue. Streamers, tutus, bows, face paint.
I was talking with Heather yesterday with MWR Fitness about like, hey, what if I just come dressed up as George Washington or something like that?
Absolutely. It would be phenomenal. Yes.
Imagine George Washington just running.
Yeah, it would be so fun. So we want to make it, we want to make this event as loud as possible. So definitely come in all of your awesome patriotic swag. It'll be great. And that official 5K run starts at 7 p.m. We're recommending ages 14 and up for the run.
Yeah.
And then for the littles, we have the 1K kids run that'll start at 7:45. And all ages are welcome for that. And this is going to be also over on NAS2 at our fitness center. We'll be running outside starting at the fitness center. So please register by Tuesday, July 1st. To register, you can find our QR code on all of our printed marketing around base in our preview magazine, on our website, on our Facebook, all of the places you can register.
And after, well, after all this, what's happening on Wednesday or Friday? I mean, July 4th.
Yep. So Friday, July 4th officially is our main event.
Whoa. What does that
mean? Our big main event. So on Friday from 5 to 10 p.m. here on NAS1, this is going to be sponsored by USAA, Centro Sicilia, and Stylish Tattoo. This festival will bring all of the patriotic fun. We are going to have Kids Zone inflatables, carnival games. We're going to have an awesome cozy corner sensory calming area, a pie eating contest hosted by the USO Sigonella, a splashers pool party, a cornhole tournament, face painters and variety acts, a teen area with some awesome field activities, DJ and live music, karaoke and connections, food booths, a beer tent, a wine tasting hosted by the Navy Exchange, and of course, our grand finale fireworks.
This almost sounds familiar. It sounds like the, is it similar to the Halloween event you guys hosted last year?
Yes. So we have Autumn Fest.
Yeah.
Yes, we have a couple of these big events throughout the year that kind of highlight those really big holidays that we do, right? So like Autumn Fest, it is a full, 5-6 hour event that's just filled with everything for all ages, music, games, entertainment, food, everything. And then what's so exciting, which I love about 4th of July, is just the amazing fireworks show that we have at the end. It is so cool. So I really hope that everybody comes out and has a great time that week. Whatever you can make, I hope you enjoy. But I hope you especially make it on 4th of July for all those exciting, awesome things that are happening.
And I can't wait.
I know.
Actually, I'm the one in charge of recording the video for the 4th of July event. So you're probably going to see me there.
Yes.
Your mom thing. So if you do see me, don't say hi. No, I'm kidding.
Definitely say hi.
I'll be too busy recording or whatever. But yeah, it sounds really fun. And I can't wait to be a part of that.
Yeah, me too.
And now coming up next, we'll be wrapping things up with MWR. You're listening to Smooth Criminal by Alien Ant Farm. So, like all good things, I always say this, they have to come to an end.
Oh, I'm so sad.
I know. I
just stay in this studio and talk all day, right?
Right. Why not?
Yes.
But
we were just discussing all of the beautiful things on the island, right? Yeah.
And you mentioned a few spots that I should definitely check out that are now on my bucket list. So I need to check them out before I die.
Yes, absolutely.
By law. Anyways, is there anything you'd like to say to the Signal community before you go?
Yeah, so on the topic of like all the amazing things to see on the island, you know, we have a full preview magazine every month that highlights all of the spectacular events and places to go on the island here of Sicily. On additional to all of that, just all the events that are happening in all of our facilities every month too. So that preview magazine is printed and put in every facility. Also, you can view it digitally online on our website, Facebook, and Instagram page. And just remember, there is a full directory on the back of that preview magazine if you need to call a specific facility. So if you need to call the gym or the library or the pool, there is specific contact information and hours of operation on the back of that preview magazine.
Yeah, so. And with these events, I sometimes see that like even before the month ends, like probably like a week, I don't know if it's most of the time, but I've been seeing it a lot where you guys will already give, like, how do I put it? You guys would already have, like, the schedule or the events for the upcoming month. So that can, like, give you, like, a kind of heads up to see, like, oh, hey, if you're interested in registering this early or that or whatever.
Yes, yes. So really we put everything for the next month, about mid-month of the current month for the next month on our website. So within the next couple of days, if you go on our website, you will see everything for July. So that's a great, that's a great thing that you mentioned, especially if you have, you know, a special event or family in town or some type of celebratory thing that you want to go ahead and book for, or if there's something big coming up that month in Sicily or happening around base that you want to make sure that you're a part of, you can go ahead and get information and register for that. Yes. Yeah.
And another thing, I know when I first got here or when I first heard I was going to come here, I was telling my family, I was like, oh my God, I'm going to Italy. But then when I arrived, I was like, what is there to do in like the island or Italy? Like, and then I saw a preview magazine with MWR, and I was like, it just opened my third eye.
Yeah.
I was like, okay, now I know what to do, and who to do it with, and all this type of stuff. So if you just got here and you really like are looking for something to do, definitely check out MWR because it's 100% worth it.
Yes. And something else to note, now that we've moved into the summer season, right?
Yeah.
There are so many outdoor recreation events happening, whether you're kayaking, hiking, quad touring, going to the beach, doing stand-up paddle boarding, all different types of things outside that is just so beautiful here. We were talking about the beach on our break, especially the diversity of the terrain, whether you go, you know, where you go on Sicily, you know, the beach really changes. Just so much beauty just right around us. So hope you guys take advantage of that. But we are here for you. If there's anything that you need, you can always give us a call, send us a message on social media, and we'll be in touch.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Grace. And it was really nice having you here today. It was a really nice interview with you.
Thank you so much. It was great to see you.
And I hope you have a good day. And now you're listening to 105.9 FM Sigonella, the station serving you America's best.